going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I appreciate the throwback, and I really do. I don't mean this as a knock at all, but the more throwbacks we play, the fewer songs I like.
Well, BT, it is our show.
Well, that is true. We had to reestablish a week ago in case you lost sight of that there, big boy.
No, by the way, you did mention, I don't know if it was earlier this week, you said something, you were referencing something, he's like, oh, on my show. And you did say the same thing, just without even thinking about it. Yeah,
Did I on this show I did it?
I don't know if you
else?
Said it off the air. You might have said it on the air, but you might have said it off the air once. It was a little something that
I said
it
on purpose.
You did. But we both like that music. All right, so a couple things. Baseball's about to get underway here. We've been talking a lot of NFL draft. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow. Evan and Tiki will be live on draft day. Join us. Join them for a special broadcast live from the Dream Bar at the American Dream Mall ahead of day one of the NFL draft. Evan and Tiki, 2 to 6:30. Check it out, Dream Bar. We're excited about that. One thing on the baseball note, BT, before we get back to the calls on both the Jets and Giants and the draft and the excitement around that. Where are you at with Lindor and a captaincy here? We've referenced this a little bit. You know, how important is it? Is it a big deal? For me, I feel like it's inevitable. And why not just make Lindor the captain now? I don't know if it would interrupt the flow of the season at all, but he's clearly the leader, both on the field, off the field, by example. There isn't anything Lindor hasn't done. He's got the perfect relationship with the Met fan. He's been clutch in the postseason. He's been clutch in big moments, hitting big home runs. It's right now as good as their relationship has ever been. He clearly is the leader of this team. I know Nimmo's a leader, and Alonso maybe, you know, the way he's played this year and establishing himself to a certain extent. But Lindor's got to be the guy. I would make him a captain. I don't know when the right timing is for that, but I do think Francisco Lindor should be the captain of the Mets.
It's his team. I mean, I think he's already thought to be the captain. I remember 2 years ago seeing videos, even when I was criticizing, you know, his inability to hit early or maybe not being quite the player that I thought he was going to be when they got him from the Guardians. But I always praised him for, you know, going out there with Vientos and doing defensive work. I remember seeing him down in Port St. Lucie, like in mid-February or even early February with some of the young players really trying to show them the ropes of how to be a pro. So there's no doubt that he is he's the captain. He just doesn't quite have that symbolic C. When do you do it? You know, I don't know that there's ever really a perfect time. I didn't really like the way the Yankees did it with Jeter back in the day. They stuffed it into the middle of the season. If you remember the details around that was actually in Cincinnati.
No, I don't remember.
That was in. They weren't playing particular. Maybe it was a diversion to get the Wolves off the piece of meat there. Yankee fans maybe not happy, but it was very oddly thrown in there. Why the hell are you doing it in Cincinnati? That was odd. I think if you're going to do it, and they should, maybe you do it down at Port St. Lucie before the season starts.
Right.
But I don't know if it was you or Hoff, and I don't want to steal this. I want to give you a chance to say it. One of you guys, I don't know how serious you were, one of you guys threw out something in the meeting today about maybe the perfect time to do it is, do you remember?
Was
Hoff it you
said that. No, it was Hoff who
Hoff,
said
go
that.
Ahead. Take, I don't want to steal your thunder here. Hoff, go ahead. Take a little glory.
No,
take
I just thought that, you know, hey, perfect timing. David Wright's going to come here in July 19th, and he's going to number's going to be retired. That's a perfect time to pass the torch to Francisco Lindor.
The symbolism is strong. Is it a little too WWE-y, if you will?
Yeah, I don't like it because then you take it away from David Wright. I'm not saying I'm opposed to the idea in general. I wouldn't need to do it the weekend of David Wright or after that. I don't know when the right time is to do it. And I don't know if you necessarily need to, you know, have somebody that is a captain, you know, when you know that he is the captain of this team anyway, without having that C on his chest. I'm sure it'd be something he would appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
It's something he has earned. This is not without merit.
Yeah.
So I'm,
and he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, I'm all for it. It's, you know, the Mets are in the midst now of, this is really the beginning. Last year was the beginning of it, but this is now, okay, this is the sustained run that we're hoping for, potentially being in the midst of it. The fans have been great. The team has been great. They've got the superstars. Everything is in place. So why not just put the cherry on top, name him the captain, and away we go. The Knicks did it in the offseason with Brunson.
Yes, that was definitely offseason.
I do feel like it's a spring training thing more than it is an in-season thing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just referenced the Yankees. Yeah. That was oddly stuffed in there. I don't know how they named, you know, Mattingly captain, I don't remember, or even Guidry and Randolph or Thurman. Was that bestowed upon him down in spring? I don't
Judge,
know.
Judge, obviously.
Well, Judge, of course, but that was different. That was, I think any way you do it, I think Lindor will be gracious. I think he's already the cat. I just hope he doesn't wear the C like Keith did. I always thought that was a little corny. Just don't put the C on the jersey.
Really? I like that.
You like Keith, when Keith did that?
I mean, it.
I think Gary did it too, right?
As a kid, I don't recall that. I remember Keith having the C on there. As a kid, I thought it stood out.
It did. You know, but it didn't stand out. I don't know. I didn't like it.
You only like it in hockey with the captains on there?
Yeah. Listen, if Judge did it, I wouldn't like it. I don't like it in baseball. I don't.
Then, all right, so if you're not going to put it on the jersey, then really what are we doing? I mean, just letting everybody else know.
It's the symbolism. It's the...
Now, do you think that...
Public identification.
Do you think... Officially?
Yeah.
Because public right now, even though we could acknowledge Nimmo as being a leader of this team, and I do think Brandon Nimmo is a leader of this team, his play on the field has not warranted him being named a captain.
Captain?
Well, I'm just saying, no, of the two leaders on this team, I think there are two clear guys. It's Lindor and Brandon Nimmo.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Brandon Nimmo, but as far as the caliber of player that they are, it's not even close. Lindor has blown by him. Lindor was an MVP candidate a year ago. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Nimmo has yet to be an all-star with the Mets, so he's got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you do wonder, or at least I do wonder, if they did name Lindor a captain, would that impact Nimmo or potentially others in a negative way at all?
Okay. I don't think it would impact Pete. Let me start with a couple of the big ones here. I think Pete is fairly obtuse to all that stuff. Now, I don't mean contract stuff. He didn't handle that well, and I understand that that's different. The other stuff, like the clicks or the head, I don't think Pete cares. He's just old school, country strong. Let me hit my bombs and keep it moving. I don't think Juan Soto would care. I don't think Juan Soto really wants to be a captain.
Right.
I don't think he craves that. Yeah. And there's nobody else outside of Nimmo that would even be in the conversation. And no, I don't think it would negatively impact anybody.
Nimmo would be probably the one.
Yeah, but this is where I'm going to give him a lot of credit. Anytime we talk about Nimmo, I always preface it with, I really like Nimmo. I just don't think he's nearly as good as some other people do. But I'm going to stand by that.
Been here the longest.
Been here the longest, drafted by the Mets. I get first round pick, understood. And last night was very much a captain's actions when the matchup would say, hey, put lefty righty up here. Instead, we're not going to substitute Nimmo, and we're going to get a big knock from our catcher who's scuffling a little bit here. And you saw Nimmo's reaction, which was awesome from the top step, really enjoying the moment and happy for somebody other than himself. That's very captain-like. So I don't think anything that you were to do with Lindor would adversely impact Nimmo at all. By the way, it might help him. He's hitting 203. I mean, it might wake him up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.